You're listening to Stand Out, Get Noticed, episode 203. Hi there, Rockstar, and welcome to Stand Out, Get Noticed. If you're a brand new listener, welcome. Welcome to the show. So awesome to have you on board. And if you are a regular listener, of course, love having you back. I'm Christina Canters, speaker, coach, and founder of The C Method, where I help high-performing professionals and business leaders to build powerful communication skills. You can learn more at thecmethod.com. If you haven't yet already, make sure to join our community over on Facebook, search for the group The C Method Rockstars, or go to thecmethod.com/community. We can't wait to meet and connect with you. Now, this week, I'm really excited to have a very special guest for you. Her name is Phuong Phan. Now, Phuong is an incredibly inspiring woman. She's all about helping people to become one with fear. And you'll learn a bit more about what she means by that in the conversation. Now, you know, many people I speak to, they say they want to overcome their fear or stop their anxiety when it comes to doing something that scares them. And what I've learned is that it's not about stopping the fear, it's about feeling it, acknowledging it, and leaning into it. And that is exactly what Phuong has done for herself, and it's what she helps others to do as well through her work as a speaker and a coach. She is very passionate about getting her message out there, and she has a very unique story, which you'll hear in this conversation too. We also talk about what it means to be at one with fear. We talk about her personal challenge of doing a daily video, like a vlog on YouTube, which was incredible. She did it every single day. You'll learn more about how she developed her own confidence with that. And we also talk about her morning routine and how all of these elements of self-care all tie into helping you discover your purpose, doing work that you love, and overall living a happy and fulfilled life. And who doesn't want that? Show notes are at thecmethod.com/203, where you can find links to how you can connect with Phuong, as well as in the description. And the link to that is in the description of your app. All right, let's get into it. Please welcome Phuong Phan. Enjoy. You know, I've been watching some of your videos on YouTube. You did a daily vlog for like 180 days or something. How many days was it in the end?
It was close to 130 days. Yeah, you're very close.
Oh my God.
I know. I did it every single day. I couldn't believe it myself. It was a dedication that I wanted to do to share my message.
And why the daily?
The daily is because I wanted to learn how to speak in front of a camera. I'm actually very shy when it comes to speaking in front of a box, if you believe it or not. I can speak on stage, but in front of a camera, it scares me. And I wanted to watch myself. I wanted to see how I communicated, how I shared my message. I wanted to be able to express who I am, but also overcome one fear, which is speaking in front of the camera. But also, I do know that I want to be on TV. I want to be in media. And I thought this was the best place to actually start my journey.
Yes, absolutely. Just doing it. What did you see as being the biggest difference between video one and video 130?
Oh my goodness, a big difference. I noticed that I'm a sort of person who doesn't like to follow by script. And my very first video was very much, I was very stressed. There was a lot of preparation work. And I created more of a story in my head of how things are supposed to be. So I basically stressed myself out a lot more. And when I had to do this video, the very first video, at least 5, 6, 7 takes, because when I started to speak, there was a lot of nerves and I basically was, you can hear my voice so nervous through it, and I had to do so many takes to get it right. And my conversation through the camera was very stop and go, stop and go. It was slow, it wasn't smooth, and it felt that each of the scenes didn't fit together. And then I started watching my own videos. I replayed it. And the way I replayed my videos was, one, I was only listening to my audio only, so there was no visual. The second time I replayed it was visual only. So I was watching my body language. I was watching where my eyes were going. I was watching how I was projecting my whole aura, my energy through my videos. And then the third replay was watching both the audio and the visuals. And I was giving myself feedback through each of these steps. By the time we got to 130, it wasn't scripted. It was more so in flow. I just allowed myself and I said, I'm going to talk about this particular topic today. And I just literally let my divine source just let it all come out. And all the advices, because when you first start, I realize, oh, you know, I don't think I'm good enough. I'm not worthy enough. I don't know if I've got a lot to share with people. And then I started to go through this journey, discovering who I am. And I have it all inside me.
I think it's so powerful for the listeners to hear that and to hear that, you know, you are such a confident person anyway, and you're very vibrant when you speak, and you've got lots of energy. You know, you do, but to hear that for someone like you, it still takes a lot of time to get to that point where you're feeling comfortable and confident in front of the camera to deliver, you know, smoothly. It's an inspiration to people. And I hope that people understand that just because you start something and you're not good at it at the start doesn't mean that you can't become good at it.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. The hardest part though, Christine, is that you have to look back at your videos and I start to cringe and go, oh,
so painful.
Is this me? How is this me?
It's so painful. But you've got to lean into that fear, and this is what we're talking about today. You've got to lean into that fear and just go, you know what? This is going to be cringeworthy, but I'm just going to do it anyway. So Fong, you said that you started these videos because you had a message to share. Can you share with us what that message is?
Yes. So my one big message is being at one with fear. And being at one with fear is understanding the different fears that you actually have. And a lot of us, we have a dream or we have a purpose or there are things that we want to do in life. But what stops us generally is fear. And fear, you know, in our brain, the reptilian brain's there to help us to protect us when something's happening. But when fear starts to occur, it paralyzes who we are. It stops us from achieving our best. It stops us from living the life that we need to. And I lived with fear for 34 years. That's a long time. And I'm 34 to 35 years. That's a very long time for me to address that and to say that was me.
Can we just take a step back, Fong, and talk about what was the situation that you were in that was creating this fear for you?
I had gone through a personal journey that really erupted, really threw me out and awakened my spirit. I worked in education for 13 years, and in education I was a salesperson, a marketing person, but also I was a coach, and I've helped over 80,000 people redirect their life, find happiness, find a new career, understand their relationship, understand themselves. And I also was with my previous husband for about the same time, 13 years, and we both opened up a business. It was in the gym powerlifting industry, and we opened up one business and then opened up a second business and then we opened up a third business. Now, I was fearful of opening a business. I have no idea of how to run a business, but my ex-husband at the time said, no, let's run a business. It was his passion. He wanted to run the business. And I said, sure, this is something that's out of my comfort zone. And I said to him, look, if you want to run a business, let's run the business. And then before you know it, our relationship started to change after our third business. I was no longer working in education. I also gave birth to my daughter in 2011, which the very first business that we had opened in 2011 at the same time. And then 2012, we opened up a second business. And in 2013, we opened up our third business. Our relationship was very rocky. Our relationship started to turn around. We took work home And there wasn't much about who we were anymore. Our life was all covered about around work and what work was happening about our customers. And it was not the right thing to do. Plus, we were lacking communication. We were lacking passion. And I had gone through depression, actually, since 2012. There was so much that was happening with me because I was working full-time, plus being a mum, plus running a business on weekends as well. So I was everywhere and I didn't have time for myself. I didn't have any self-care work. I didn't understand what I was doing. I was waking up and I was just getting unhappier and it was not the life that I wanted. So not only I went through depression, I had severe suicidal anxieties. And my marriage turned upside down, where it wasn't just an emotional abuse, it was also domestic violence as well. So how do I say to myself, yes, I'm happy? How do I can't pretend to be happy. I can't pretend to go, yep, I'm okay. But really deep down inside, I wasn't okay. And plus the ego took over. The ego said, you know what, you can't tell anybody, you're not worthy, you're not good enough, you know, your marriage is falling apart, it's not worth living anymore. And I had this one awakening, which is a Centauri awakening for myself. And leading up to this beforehand, I said to myself, I need to do something with myself in terms of outside of work. So I took up yoga, and through yoga, I started to meditate. And that was a year, one whole year that I started to do that. I realized that life started to appear before me and I had a lot more clarity. I was becoming more subconsciously aware. But the biggest factor was my daughter at the time, when she was four, she came into my room and she said, "Mom, can we go outside, please? Can we please spend time together? It's sunny outside." My daughter gave me energy. I gave birth to my daughter, but my daughter revived me. She wanted something and she wanted attention and she wanted me. And I realized that I stopped myself from living. I stopped myself from breathing and being present. And I did not know what my life meant. And I had to ask myself these questions. Who am I? And why am I not happy? And how can I change this? So I was a very confident and independent woman, but I lost all that through my marriage and working in this space. And I had to stop and realize I was living in fear. I started to go through a journey where I was going into darkness, and I did not know my ex-husband had post-traumatic stress disorder and he had mild schizophrenia. I did not know that until after I decided to pack up my stuff, take my life with my daughter and start a whole new life, and leaving everything that I had, business and my marriage, and creating a life that I didn't know where I was going to go, but I wanted to create a new life, one that would be very happy and one that I knew that I had so much more in myself. Hmm. So
from
to this day.
Yeah. Sorry, Fung, why do you think it took you so long to come to that realization? Or what do you think was stopping you from coming to that realization sooner?
Yeah, no, the fear takes over. The fear gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and I allow my ego to and my negative talk
so what to were me. What were you afraid of mostly?
Fear of starting a whole new life. I don't know how to do it on my own. I've always had somebody around me to do it. I was scared that I won't be loved again. I was scared that I won't have a partner. I was scared. God, there were so many things, Christina, just to, at the time looking back. I was scared that the journey being on my own, I won't make a lot of money. I won't. It's more about negative self-talk that had happened during that time, that I wasn't good enough.
So it sounds like even though you were in a bad place and the situation you were in wasn't serving you, the fear of the uncertainty was worse than the bad situation you were currently in.
Yes, yes, that's right. Then when you start to question in a different manner, you get to realize, no, hold on, there's much more. Instead of continuing down that dark path and talking about negative stuff, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, I can't do it, and the fear of I can't set up a new business, the fear of I don't have enough money, I'm going to be a single mom, I don't know how to put a roof over my head, I can't do it. And really, I've done it all my life and not realizing the capability that I can actually do it.
So how did you come to that realization that you do have the capability?
It takes one step, Christina. It really just takes one step to make the decision of stepping up and going, I want to make a change. And when that pain threshold is so deep that, like when you pull an arrow back, and the further you pull back and you let go of that arrow will shoot forward. And it really depends on the speed and how fast you want to go. But I knew that when I started to ask the question is, what is life? What is the meaning of life? And I asked who I am. Then I started to listen to motivational videos, motivational music. I started to train at a mixed martial arts center. And I started to find my feet. I started to understand, and I listed all the different fears that I had. And then I went and educated myself on those different fears. And I started talking to people about it as well. And that is where my journey started to pivot.
Right. Can you give me an example of how you named that fear and then went about leaning into it?
Sure. So I'll give you a few examples. One of them is, okay, I've got a message in my life and I need to speak in front of a large audience. How am I going to do that? I've spoken to an audience years ago, but how do I do it again? So I decided to watch people on videos, how they speak, their skills, their techniques. I decided to sign up to a speaking academy and I did research on what do you need to do in terms of speaking. But it all takes is practice. A lot of these things is about practice. But when I started to educate myself and find out, okay, this is what I need to do. There's, in terms of international speaking, there are so many different things. There's stagecraft, there's tonality, there's content, there's structure all around this. And then when I started to understand that, I joined the speaking school and I decided to raise my hand and step up and just get up and share a particular message. It wasn't any particular one message. It was a story about my journey. And from then I started to build my content, build my tonality, find out what my stagecraft is, understand what I'm doing wrong, what I'm doing right. And then I was around a supportive group to take me through that. So it's about just taking that one step of identifying what it is that you need to overcome. And when your purpose is so much greater and when you continue on this momentum, that fear, any fear starts to disappear.
Hey, Rockstar, I hope you're enjoying the conversation with Fung. Now, I wanted to take a quick break to let you know my next online group coaching program for professional women starts May 28th. If you want to lean into your fear and push through that comfort bubble in order to be more recognized at work, have a bigger impact, have more confidence when public speaking, and influence and engage your colleagues and stakeholders, then this is the program for you, my friend. Go to thecmethod.com/group coaching for more info and to apply. That link again is thecmethod.com/group coaching. We will set up a discovery call to explore if the program is a fit for you. Now, the call is free. There's no obligation to sign up, not at all. We're simply exploring your goals, your aspirations, your challenges, and whether the program, whether we can help and support you in the program. I look forward to speaking with you. Okay, let's get back to the show. So how did you go about, I know this is a huge question, but how did you go about finding what your purpose was?
Ah, that's a very good question. I found out that I'm so much greater than where I am. I have so much to offer. And through the past 2 years of my life, I was on a discovery of finding what the meaning of life is, who I am. And I did dive into the spirituality world. I started to understand the conscious level and the subconscious level. And I was so intrigued about my mind, my body and spirit, and so much understanding about self-care and love. And when I started to understand that, I started to see a big vision. And this big vision, I actually want to build a school, and the school's going to be called School of Purpose. And I actually saw myself, crazy enough to even say this, some people probably think, oh my God, is she nuts? Is I actually did see a campus. I did see people who were graduating. I did see that I was actually offering scholarships to developing countries as well. And when the positivity, because we have happy cells in our body, and when I started to increase my happy cells and talking about positivity and rewiring of the brain, I started to manifest, and I started to talk about affirmations, and I started to see these different movie scenes of my vision, and it started to get bigger and bigger. And then I said to myself, well, now I just have to re-engineer. How do I get to that stage? It's all about asking questions. It's asking yourself questions. What do I do next? What's next? How can I help this person? How can I help that person? And all my life, I've always wanted to give, and I've been giving my time, and my consistency to the people around me. And I share what I've always had in myself is love, and I've been around a good supportive group of people who are like-minded and are in their purpose, and that positivity through them charges through me. So I tell people, you know, I'm not only Fung Fan. I am Fung Fan because of the people that I'm learning from that's been helping me in being so supportive. And the technique in finding your purpose is asking that question is, who am I? And that's what I teach through my coaching is, allowing yourself to be, and the answers are actually through meditation.
Like literal meditation?
Literally meditation. It's literally through, I do 1 hour of meditation every morning. I dedicate myself to that. That's my huge self-care work. And I've been in gratefulness every morning. I spend, I write 10 things down. I even write them down, or I do an audio message to the people who have helped me the day before or the week before, whatever it is, and I get into a gratefulness state. And when I get into this gratefulness state, my frequency and vibration is so high that I start to cry, actually. I start to cry. And I'm about to cry now, I think,
because you're feeling the deep level of gratitude.
That's right. So through the meditation and gratefulness, it had allowed me to open up my heart and to go through a discovery of who I really am through that journey.
Can we go back to your hour-long meditation session?
Yes.
Which is very impressive. Would you mind sharing what you do in that meditation session?
Yes. So let me help some of our listeners too, because our listeners and some of my achievers who I coach through meditation, they don't understand how to meditate and they get frustrated. There are so many forms of meditation, and you just got to start with 3 minutes, 5 minutes, and then increase it every 5 minutes if you can. And my form of meditation is 15 minutes of stillness. Stillness means there is nothing that is going through my mind. Meditation in another form is when you allow thoughts to come through. And when it's up to you, if you want to have that thought to come through, and you can expand on that thought process. So it's a vision of something you probably see. So say, for example, my vision is seeing this school. And then I'm allowing the movie scene to actually happen. And that's a visionary, sure. That's a visionary meditation for me. And I say to myself, I want to see the vision that I had the other day and I want to see what I'm doing because I have a question about a particular scene. So I go back into that vision and that vision starts to expand and expand and expand. And that's my answer to where I need to go.
Is this with a thought that just pops in?
Yes.
Or you consciously, okay, so it pops in, so it's like your subconscious is focused on that. So then you revisit it and go deeper into that thought.
Yes. Yes. So you've basically allowed yourself. So before meditation, this is one technique I say to people is your intention is to meditate. My intention is to relax myself. And you can say my intention is to think about something that I saw or just allow my thought process to happen or allow my subconscious to talk or allow only stillness to happen. So you have to set the intention before. And
so what time do you get up to do your hour of meditation?
4 a.m.
Oh my God.
I have a long day, but I'm in bed by 9 o'clock anyway. But 4 a.m., 5 o'clock, and then I do my self-care work, my gratefulness, my preparation.
What else do you do for self-care?
I look in the mirror. I do a lot of mirror work. I do a lot of mirror work. It's because this helps build confidence in me, but also it's a form of forgiveness to myself. I'm a big.
So what is mirror work? Can you expand on what mirror work is?
Yeah. So basically I've got a mirror in front of me. I stand in front of the mirror and I thank myself. I'd say I thank my eyes for me to see. I thank my ears for allowing me to hear. So that's just one example. I also thank myself for pushing so hard through the week that I've gone through or for staying up so late the night before. Just they're just some examples that I do. But I also, with mirror, I look into the mirror. I look into my own eyes because eyes, as they say, is the, you know, it's looking into someone's soul, and I'm looking into my own soul, my own spirit, and I'm thanking that because my body's just a vessel. My body is the carrier to allow me to carry my message on this earth, to serve this world, and to help empower other people to lead their own life. And the mirror work takes only about 5 to 10 minutes. And when I started doing my mirror work, I started to cry because I had lost myself. I had hated myself. I felt I was not beautiful. I didn't feel at all in a loving manner to myself because I had neglected myself for so long, for 5, 6, 7 years during my marriage. So I had to really go through that and take that step in acknowledging who I am through looking at into my own eyes. And I was in tears, and it was like a breakthrough session for me.
That's beautiful, Fong. You know, thank you for sharing that. I listened to a podcast that it's one recording, and it's about self-love and listening to yourself. And the first few times I listened to that, I started crying as well. And it's something, it's so powerful when you take that moment, that time to just focus in on yourself and to be compassionate and loving towards yourself, because we don't do it on a daily basis.
That's right.
So I think that's beautiful.
And we should, you know, Christina, because our body hears our voice, because our voice is the sound of vibration. And when you start to feel that emotion, it's so important to acknowledge who we are, acknowledge how our bodies put through, you know, so much in a day as well. So we don't do it enough, and we should do it more often.
Yes. Fong, I am conscious of time, but, you know, I really appreciate you sharing your story with us and your morning habits as well.
Sure.
If you have, for someone who is facing some fear or they're in a, you know, a very difficult situation at the moment and they're feeling a bit stuck and not sure of how to get out of it, what advice would you give to them?
My advice is just think about one thing that you want to achieve in your life. And then all you have to do is work backwards, is understand that fear. So name that fear and use an empowering words or sentences that will help redirect you in that path. So say, for example, my fear is to set up a business. Sorry, my passion is to set up a business, but I can't do it because my fear is I'm scared that I'm going to waste money, I'm going to waste time, I put all this effort and the grass isn't greener, right? So if you want to set up a business, I'm just going to use that one example, is understand how did the successful people do it? Re-engineer how they started. Find out where they started. I mean, a lot of these successful people didn't have a lot of money. They didn't have a lot of capital. How did they do it? They started small. They started somewhere. So it's just researching on that particular fear and just surround yourself with the right people. And then it's about movement. Movement. Just take one step at a time and write that goal down of what you want to do. And then before you know it, that one goal, that one task of you, what you want to do, will turn to 3 to 5 to 6 different tasks, and you're on a momentum. And then you'll figure out you might have something that you don't understand is another fear. Again, you apply the same principle as you re-engineer, and you understand what that fear is and how do you go about what is that one task that you need to do to step into that. And then you'll awesome. Gradually not even have to do that list anymore, that you just do it. You just get in and just do things because you're on this momentum.
Awesome. Love it. Thank you so much, Phuong. Hey, where can people reach out to you and connect with you?
Sure. So I've got a Facebook page called Phuong Fan. I've got a community that's growing there. I am building my website. So it is at the moment phuongfan.co. And people can find me on the YouTube channel, Phuong Fan Empower.
Love it. Well, thank you so much, Phuong. You have a very inspiring story, and I'm sure that you will make it on to the international stages all around the world. So I look forward to seeing your trajectory as well.
Oh, thank you, Christina. I wish you well and good luck in your journey too. You're one inspiring person, and you know a lot of people will be enjoying your podcast. And please make heaps of this because you're just inspirational yourself.
Huge thanks to the lovely and very inspirational Phuong Fan for being such a generous guest on the show this week. You can learn more about what she does at phuongfan.co. Now, there'll be a link to that in the description of this podcast in your app, or you can simply visit the show notes at thecmethod.com/203. Now, before I leave you, remember to head on over to thecmethod.com/group coaching to apply for the upcoming group coaching program for professional women. And also, if this program doesn't suit you, but you know someone who would benefit from developing their confidence, their communication skills, and professional presence in a supportive group, then please do forward them the link and let them know. Say, hey, I know of this awesome program run by this awesome chick, Christina. You should check it out. So do forward it to them. I really appreciate you sharing my message. And that brings this episode to a wrap. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today. Keep on being awesome, and I'll talk to you next week. I'm Christina Canters, and this has been Stand Out, Get Noticed.